listener production.
Good afternoon, I'm Lachlan Itter. More rate pain could be on the way for some central Queenslanders following new land valuations from the Resources Department. It's found values in Banana Shire have increased by 136%, 101% in the Central Highlands, 63% in Isaac and 26% in Livingston. Valuer General Laura Dietrich says an agricultural boom and interstate migration are partly responsible.
The 2024 valuations have a date of effect of 1 October 23, and that's a reflection of the market at that point in time. Land valuations are just one of the many factors that councils take into consideration when determining rates.
We're approaching what's traditionally the deadliest weekend on our roads, and already tragedy has struck. A motorbike rider died after falling on the Bruce Highway just south of the Yeppin roundabout last night. Emergency crews tried to save him, but he died at the scene. Meantime, the RACQ says now is the time to check vehicles and trailers before heading off on holidays. CEO Glenn Toms says inspecting your car's fuel, oil and tyre pressure is the bare minimum before a road trip, short or long.
Easter is one of the great road trip times of the year, and what our research has shown is that most people and most of our members don't prepare for that Easter road trip. Whether your road trip is 2 hours, 3 hours or 4 hours, it takes a great strain on your motor vehicles.
And Northern Australia's cattle farmers are the most optimistic in the country, despite almost half expecting to reduce their herd size. A new survey from Meat and Livestock Australia has found 45% of graziers are confident about 2024, while more than a third plan to bring on more cattle. It's off the back of difficult conditions for the industry, which is recovering from reduced prices. MLA's Stephen Bignell says things are getting better after a volatile 2023. And the outlook has improved since the survey was conducted late last year.